I did a Zoom with Bill Gates. I'm David Brancaccio. First, about 3 million customers remain without power this morning just in Texas amid icy storms and the coldest weather in a decade that has forced power plants offline. For those with electricity, some are facing skyrocketing rates. All of this is increasing scrutiny of how Texas runs its grid. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us.
Yeah, David, Texas has a deregulated power grid, and it operates sort of like how Uber prices are set, with surge pricing when there's more demand. So part of the problem with that during the winter storm is that power plants didn't start up more generation to ensure adequate supply until demand picked up. Well, by then it was too late and equipment was freezing up. Also, another concern now is that wholesale prices are surging. For most utility customers, that increase won't be passed on, but for some it will. And all of this while millions are still without power there.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is criticizing the operator of that state's power grid. What's he saying?
Right. That operator is called the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT. The governor wants an investigation of what ERCOT did in advance to prepare for the winter storm. Now, another element that's coming under scrutiny now is that Texas doesn't pay power generators to maintain their facilities so that they will winterize for extreme conditions that may not happen too often. And there's already finger-pointing going on about all of this, David. Some Democrats blaming the governor and lack of leadership, Republicans pointing to frozen wind turbines, although we should say that wind is a relatively small fraction of the state's power supply.
All right, Nova, thank you. The Houston Chronicle is among the outlets reporting on hundreds of carbon monoxide poisoning cases as people turn to dangerous heat sources, so please be vigilant. More than 2.5 million homeowners nationwide are currently in forbearance, meaning they've reduced or paused their mortgage payments during the pandemic. The Biden administration is giving homeowners with federally backed mortgages more time, forbearance through June now. Amy Scott has more.
More than 600,000 homeowners were set to lose forbearance protections at the end of next month, according to mortgage data provider Black Knight. Now those homeowners can request up to 6 months of additional relief, and the deadline for new requests was extended through the end of June. Black Knight economist Andy Walden says the number of homeowners in forbearance has been gradually falling as more people return to work.
But there will still be a significant number of homeowners struggling with mortgage payments, even when we get to the end of June this year at the current rate of recovery.
When those protections do expire, the Urban Institute's Lori Goodman is not expecting a lot of people to lose their homes to foreclosure, as happened during the Great Recession.
Home price appreciation had been very robust before the pandemic and has remained robust throughout the pandemic. And the result of that is borrowers have equity in their home.
If people's homes are worth more than they owe on their mortgage, Goodman says, they can sell if they need to, with their credit intact. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Dow and S&P futures are little changed right now.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
As my professor dad always said, when writing a term paper, be concrete. Well, Bill Gates, the Bill Gates, has a book out this week called How to Avoid a Climate Disaster. It's about going beyond electric cars and electricity generation to bring net production of climate change gases down to, he says it has to be zero, net zero. He's got many approaches, including a very concrete one. Mr. Gates, welcome.
Great to talk with you.
So among the five questions that apparently you ask when people talk solutions to climate change, one of them stands out. It's number two on your list. You ask, what does this do about cement, the construction material? Why is that so important to you?
People need to understand that there's lots of sources of emissions, almost everything around them, you know, plastic, wood, steel, Cement's a great example. It's over 6% of worldwide emissions, and yet we don't have a way of doing it that's clean that doesn't cost dramatically more than twice the price.
I mean, it's the thing about cement, which is a key component of concrete that we build everything out of, it seems, is that it requires lots of energy to heat it up in its manufacturing process, but also the chemical process that makes cement releases CO2. I mean, it's a real CO2 thing.
That's right. There's the two sources. Limestone gets heated to pull out the calcium, and that chemically releases CO2. And then if you're burning, say, natural gas to make that heat, that also creates CO2. And, you know, the world is going to keep building buildings just for the basic sheltering needs in the developing countries. And so we can't ask them to stop doing that, but we need to give them an innovation so that cement isn't super expensive.
I mean, cement and concrete, we've been using that for hundreds of years. Is there actual innovation going on in this space?
One company looks like they can cut it by 30% just by re-injecting CO2 into the final product, which is kind of amazing that that works. And there's dozens of other companies that our Breakthrough Energy Ventures Group have funded that have different ideas. And if you bring them together and they all work at scale, you could bring that green premium down a lot.
Bill Gates, co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, founder of Breakthrough Energy, a coalition of groups that work towards speeding up sustainable energy. And you may know him from his Microsoft years. Mr. Gates, thank you very much.
Thank you.
How to Avoid a Climate Disaster, The Solutions We Have and the Breakthroughs We Need is the book. Gates says green technologies can't cost too much extra. We talk about lowering what he calls there the green premium and a lot more. Our conversation is available at the tap of a screen at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.